It's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank. And Paul Myers, who is North Shore president of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. I had to turn up the volume a little bit. In my old age, I'm starting to get a little hard of hearing, so forgive me.
What? What'd you say? Oh, maybe we all are a little bit. No, I'm serious. I'm blessed. I mean, I figured my hearing would have gone out a long time ago, but it's hanging in there. Paul, I want to talk today just briefly about Metairie Bank and just such a relationship, a bank about relationship banking, and they do such a great job. But also, a lot of people don't know that Metairie Bank assists the community when it comes to loans. And with the current economic situation that a lot of people are suffering through, Metairie Bank might be able to help somebody you know, or somebody that maybe you need the help, or somebody you know might need the help with a loan. So tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Scoot. I appreciate that. That was a great lead in there. But you know, I always kind of joke with people who maybe don't understand how community banking works and what Metairie Bank has been doing in the New Orleans metropolitan, the MSA, if you will, North Shore and South Shore for going on 77 years. If you're familiar with It's a Wonderful Life, right? George Bailey, there's a run on the bank and people are saying, well, I want all my money. And it's like, well, you can't have all your money because it's in so-and-so's house and it's in so-and-so's house and it's so-and-so's house. And when you bank with a community bank, when you work with people who are committed to the community, just like you are if you're a small business owner or just a homeowner or whatever your field is, those dollars that you deposit in the bank, they go back into the community. Those are dollars that we're lending back out for new projects, for economic development to ensure that our communities thrive and survive. And you know, one of the things that we're so very proud of that we do is all of the activities and support of the different business organizations and nonprofit organizations. And to answer your question, one of the challenges in today's environment may have to do with home ownership. And we've got a phenomenal program where we assist first-time home buyers, where we can go in at higher loan to value on the purchase of their home without private mortgage insurance. And we've got lenders that are extremely, extremely knowledgeable as it pertains to these different grant programs and things where the borrowers might be able to take advantage of funds to assist with down payment, to help them get into their homes and you know, kind of catapult them, if you will, into that that American dream of being able to live, thrive, and survive in the communities that we truly, truly love.
So those people who think, man, there's no way I'm going to get a loan. I mean, there might be a possibility that some of those people could get a loan, and there might be some parents listening, and this would be a way to maybe help out their kids who are trying to afford a home.
Well, it's home ownership. We have a phenomenal program with free teen checking where we can work with the parents. And you know, one of the things that we've talked about, Scoot, over the years is the fact that financial literacy really isn't taught in our school system anymore. It's not taught really anywhere. And it has to come from those relationships and people you trust. And I know I've shared with you over the years that, you know, when I got started in banking, I was lucky enough to work with the grandparents of a generation and then worked with the children. And now I'm working with the grandchildren that are teens and they're trying to understand and find their way. And that's really what it boils down when it's a community bank, because we all do have to work together. We're all vested in making sure that we're a success and really helping our region. And you do that through understanding what it means. We had a great call here on the North Shore last week and met with the individual earlier this week that they've never had to borrow money. It's a great small business. They've been in business for about 15 years. I mean, they did it by just scraping by and building, and they've got a phenomenal reputation. And they called me and they said, I don't really know. I know I need to do X, Y, and Z, and I know I need to grow my business, but I really don't know what that means from a bank standpoint because I've never had to borrow money. I'd like to sit down and talk to you. And it was a phenomenal conversation. We went to their office at 5:30 one evening, another gentleman and I, and we sat there till almost 7:30 just listening to their story and appreciating all the challenges and all the roadblocks and hurdles that they had gone through to get to this point. And then we have an opportunity to try and work with them to figure out what makes the most sense for them going forward to then scale their business and grow it. Because quite honestly, they have a second generation that's coming in that want to be a part of that business. And that's truly, if you're a community bank and if you're a community-based small business, you know, those are the things that you really need to look for. You know, when you look at statistics and you say that, that community banks nationally finance, just if you take commercial real estate, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but we only hold, community banks only hold about 14% of commercial deposits, but we hold over 35% of the commercial real estate loans nationally. Well, if you look at that and you say, you know, if you're a small business and you're pitching, what's the difference between going with you locally or going with a big national? It's relationship. It's being able to pick up the phone and talk to them. It's seeing these people in grocery stores. It's knowing that you see them at church. You know, all the different things. That's and forgive me if I'm getting a little evangelical on you, but that's what gets me excited. That's what makes the difference for me, is being able to know that I helped them. I was a part of it. It was all of their hard work, but they trusted Metairie Bank and they trusted me enough to call and say, I don't know what I don't know, and I need somebody to talk to.
Paul,
and that, to me, that's just a phenomenal thing.
I love people who are so into their work. They're so passionate about what they do. I mean, I'm passionate about what I do. I love that you're so passionate about what you do, because if I did what you did, I'd be bored to death. But I love that you're so passionate about it. And I would also do a terrible job if I did what you do. But if you think about it, you know, when banks lend money to local businesses, especially small businesses, and those businesses succeed, well, that means more money for Metairie Bank. It means more money for the people who are working in those places, which means more money for the community. It just improves the economy.
It's no different than when we talk about the dollar trickle effect and you know, the small business Saturday that we have and everything else. Community banks are small businesses, and we're the people, we're the small businesses that, you know, we're supporting the different playgrounds and we're supporting the different nonprofits, both in time and efforts of our employees and friends and family, as well as dollars being put back into the community. And we can't do that unless we have the opportunity to work with these small business and real estate investors and first time home buyers and all these, you know, if you need a car loan, I mean, you know, going way back, and you talked about this, we made you your first loan. You know, historically, Metairie Bank was always known as the car loan bank. And while we still do a tremendous business with that, you know, we do the construction loans for people who have found their dream lot and their dream space, and they need a one-time construction loan. We do that for people who are real estate investors and they own warehouses and lease them, or commercial retail space. We finance that. I mean, we really are, as a community bank, we try and do as much as we can within the scope of what we can do legally. And but it's just, yeah. Again, I get evangelical, and I apologize, because I do. I get excited. I come from both sides of my family are from small town, rural parishes in the state of Louisiana. And, you know, I know what it takes. It takes everybody rolling up their sleeves to ensure that our communities thrive and survive, and that, you know, we have places for our kids and our next generation to want to come back to. And that's always been a challenge for Louisiana. We have some of the best and brightest, and they go away and they don't come back.
I just,
as a community banker, I want that to be the case. I want them to come back.
I just picture you growing up, and, you know, I was like looking for my dad's Playboy. You might have been looking for your dad's ledger. Look at this, man. Look at my dad's ledger, man. Look at these numbers, man. Look at the size of those numbers.
Oh my gosh! No, I believe it or not, I get more excited about learning about people and learning about what makes them tick and learning about their passion and their business. The numbers are the numbers, and numbers always tell the story when you're dealing in banking. But I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's the relationship building, right? We've got to figure out the numbers. We got to figure out what you can afford, and there are all the metrics that we do, and we're really efficient and we're fast in what we do with that. But what excites me is the passion that you see with people, what they're doing, and when you talk to somebody who started a business 20 years ago, or maybe their father or mother started a business, and And then now they're having they've got the opportunity to work with them as the second generation and take it to the next level. All of that energy, I feed off of that because I appreciate the passion and the American spirit of being able to really take it to the next level. And I think that's just those are phenomenal attributes that we sometimes we don't see or we don't pay attention to.
It's very exciting to hear that. And I love that you're so passionate about it. And I love that Metairie Bank backs up everything I say when I talk about relationship banking and I talk about a community bank and I talk about the things that you do and mean to the community. And, you know, as I've said in the commercials recently, Metairie Bank may be the best place to get a commercial real estate loan because the decision's made locally. And there are things about our economy and our culture locally that somebody in another city, even a local bank's going to send something to somebody else in another city to make a decision. They might not understand what it's all about or what might make sense. But you guys at Metairie Bank will, so that's why it's such a great asset. I appreciate your enthusiasm, and thanks for being with us, Paul, for SOT Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great afternoon and great rest of your week.
You too, thanks. It's Paul Myers, North Shore Market President of Metairie Bank.